Well, good morning. Good morning. Love to see you all here on this lovely wet and rainy morning. One quick announcement for me, just to let you know that all our existing deacons that were up for nomination have been renominated. So that's Graham, Matt, Amy and Andrew. So please be praying for those over the coming months. And also just let you know, 3 weeks' time is our annual general meeting. So if you're a member in membership here, please bear in mind that we've got our annual general meeting in 3 weeks' time. And I hand over to Simon, who's going to lead us in our worship this morning. Bless you, Simon.
Good morning. Good morning on Zoom as well. I know you can't answer back, but good morning. And welcome to our service this morning. There we go. That's better. The psalmist writes in Psalm 81, "Sing for joy to God for strength. Shout aloud to the God of Jacob. Begin the music. Strike the tambourine. Play the melodious harp and lyre." So we begin our service this morning with a prayer and then some worship songs. Lord, we're here today to hear your voice, to praise your name, Lord, and to worship you. We ask that you will be with us this morning, Lord. Help us to leave our troubles and the things that distract us at the foot of the cross. We pray that you will speak to us today, Lord, through the word. Help us to calm our thoughts, still our minds, and listen to you. Amen. The music group will now lead us with three songs. So if three songs is too much for you, please feel free to sit down, because they are quite long. And we're going to start with Bless the Lord, O my soul. Can't see it quite there.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new
place
blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, of his pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, turn back to the praise. When the darkness closes in,
so this morning, we're going to be looking at the fourth of John of the statements in John. I am the good shepherd. So I thought, before the children go, all two of them, I think, maybe only one, that we do a bit of a quiz, a bit of a sheep quiz. Sheep and shepherds. So, oh crikey, that's a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be. What's special about a sheep's eyes? I know, there's more over there as well. Anyone know? They're actually, they have slit eyes and a rectangular pupil, which means they can see almost 360 degrees. So you can't sneak up on a sheep. How many breeds of sheep do you think there are? Anyone want to guess? Hundreds? 327? Any more? There are over 1,000 breeds of sheep. That's a lot of sheep. It's a lot of mint sauce as well. I know what you're thinking. What were the shepherds the first to see? Sorry? They were the first people to see the newborn baby Jesus. They are the first people to see the Son as well. Never thought of that. Thank you. Okay. Are sheep very clever? Yes, yes, yes. So research has shown that they can recognise up to 50 other sheep. Yeah? And they can recognise human faces as well. Why don't sheep mind the dentist? Oh. Because they never go, probably. Sheep don't have top teeth. They only have teeth at the bottom. Okay, last view then. Do you think you can outrun a sheep? No? How fast do you think they run? Really fast? Really fast, faster than you. They can run at up to 20 miles an hour. So they are quick. Did shepherds ever go to church? What do we think? Do we think they went to church? There's some people shaking their heads, some people nodding. Okay, so, no. Because of their job, shepherds were almost never clean enough or considered clean enough to go and worship God. They were outcasts. So, some shepherd and sheep facts for you. Let's pray for the children as they go out this morning. Lord, our young people leave us now, but we pray for them. We pray that they will have a good time in Sunday social, Lord. We pray too for the leaders of this group. Lord, and for the conversations that they will have. Open their hearts and minds, Lord, and be with them this morning. Amen. Okay, the first of our sheep and shepherds hymns this morning. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. seated. We bring our prayers of intercession to God. Let us pray. Let us pray for the church and the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. Everlasting God, give us courage, the courage of Paul, who dedicated his life to telling others of you, and who reminds us of our mission statement, to help people of all ages find and follow Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for the worldwide Christian church and all the church leaders. We pray especially for those churches who meet in difficult and dangerous circumstances. May they be aware of your abiding presence to uphold their courage and strengthen their faith, Lord. Show each one of us the part that we should play in our church life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we pray for your world, and we long for a time of peace and stability. We pray for all those who find themselves at war with others, for Gaza and the Ukraine. We pray for the world leaders who bear the heavy responsibility of protecting their nations and their people. Lord, give them wisdom to know what is right and the courage to make the right decisions. We pray for peace in all places where there is violence, war, and terrorism. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we turn our thoughts to our own country and the problems it faces. For the political leaders, Lord, we pray for wisdom in the decisions they make. We pray they will lead the country with wisdom and sincerity. Lord, there are so many people who find themselves in financial difficulties and other troubles at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we turn our thoughts to our own local community. We thank you for all those who helped it to run so smoothly and ask, what can we do to make a difference? Help us, Lord, to support our town wherever we can. Lord, we thank you for the opportunities the warm welcome space gives us to reach out and show our love to our community. We pray that you will be at the heart of this work in our town, Lord. Bless our neighbours and strengthen those who are working in your name to bring healing and comfort to those in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we bring to you the suffering of those we hold dear, the struggle of those trying to cope with the difficult circumstances, the pain and the sickness, and just the loneliness and the hospital treatments, Lord, the care at home and the elderly and the frail. In your great mercy, bring them comfort, reassurance, and to know that you are always with them, Lord, in all of their troubles. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, a light which no darkness can extinguish. We finally pray, Lord, for our church, for the activities in the week, building blocks, morning prayer, warm welcome space, for the men's breakfast, Lord, on Saturday, and for the upcoming election of deacons. We pray that your hand will be on us as we seek to serve you and the people of Desborough. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading this morning comes from John. John chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up. This command I received from my Father. So as I said earlier, this is the fourth statement, the fourth I am statement in John. I am the good shepherd. In a backdrop of healing and controversy with the Pharisees questioning Jesus' authority to heal, Jesus confirms that he is the good shepherd. So what is a good shepherd? What does a good shepherd do for his sheep? What are the qualities of a good shepherd? So trustworthy. The sheep must have complete trust in the shepherd. He holds their life in his hands. Just like the shepherd, Jesus can be trusted. Provider. The sheep rely on the shepherd for everything. Just as we can rely on Jesus to provide us with all we need. That's not to be confused with all we may want. Sacrificial. The good shepherd would lay down his life for his sheep, giving up the comfort of a bed and a warm house to care directly for his sheep. Just like our Lord gave up everything for us in his death on the cross. Relational. The sheep have a strong bond with the shepherd. We too have the opportunity to have a strong relationship with Jesus. In fact, he actively seeks us out. Finally, caring. The shepherd tends for the sheep, not just for food and water, but he binds up their wounds and goes looking for them when they're lost and wander off. This too gives us a clear picture of how the Lord feels about us, healing us and cleansing us from our sin through his death on the cross. There's an important distinction here. Jesus talks about knowing the sheep and the sheep knowing his voice. And he leads the sheep. He doesn't drive the sheep. He doesn't push them. He calls and he leads. This is very different from the other voices that we hear that seek our attention. It's all too easy to be dragged down the wrong path when we should be listening to what Jesus said. In the Old Testament, Ezekiel speaks of God being the shepherd. Ezekiel 34. Verses 7 to 10 say this. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, because my flock lacks a shepherd and so has been plundered and has become food for all the wild animals. And because the shepherd did not search for my flock, but cared for themselves, rather than for my flock. Therefore, O shepherds, hear the words of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against the shepherd, and will hold him accountable for the flock. I will remove him from tending for the flock, so that the shepherd can no longer feed themselves. I will rescue my flock from their mouths, and they will no longer be food for them. This shows us a picture of the bad shepherd. The shepherds referred to here in John are the leaders of Israel. They were accused not only of taking care of themselves, but we can see direct parallels with Ezekiel 34 and Jesus' teaching. In Ezekiel, God himself became the shepherd. In 11 to 14, we understand that sheep were out in the open land. They were called at night to the sheep pen, which we heard about last week. A circle of stones with thorns around the top to stop unwelcome visitors. The sheep, like us, are vulnerable and they need the protection of the shepherd. The only way the sheep can get into the pen is through the gate. This is where the shepherd would lie, across the doorway. Again, another picture of how we can enter the kingdom, and the only way we can enter the kingdom. Only through Jesus can we join the flock. Like Jesus, the shepherd does not leave us to the wild animals. He is caring for us day and night. So we have Jesus calling us to safety, the safety of the pen, then guarding the doorway. That's not to say that we need to do nothing. We still have a part to play. We still need to do what Jesus calls us to do. We need to listen to his voice. We're all familiar with the parable of lost sheep. Sometimes we can wander off and lose our way. But the good news is, Jesus is always out there looking for us. Jesus was not only interested in the flock, he was also interested in the individual. We just need to listen for his voice. So how do we listen for the voice? How do we listen for what Jesus is saying to us? So we can read the Bible. Or we can join a house group and share with others. It doesn't matter where we meet with Jesus. The point is we actively seek him. Several times Jesus stated that he was the good shepherd. So this begs the question, what is the bad shepherd, and why do we need to be aware of this today? Often there are things that tempt us that look great, and they often feel great. But in the end, when the times get difficult and the danger is at the door, the bad shepherd will run away and leave us to our troubles. Are there things in your lives that trouble you now? Or in the past, that take you away from God? Maybe today is the day you put that right. Do you feel Jesus is calling you, asking you to change and follow him? Whose voice do you follow? And what other voices can you hear? Last week, we saw a baptism, and wasn't it fantastic? And neither of them are here now. I was going to say hello, but no, they're gone. Wasn't it fantastic? Is that voice calling you to that statement of faith today? Don't make excuses. I'm too old. Moses was 80 when he started his journey out of Israel, out of Egypt. I'm too young. Jesus started talking and leading people in the synagogue when he was 12. So what excuses have we got now? I'm not good enough. It's the only picture I could find for that, sorry. I'm not good enough. The Bible is full of people who weren't good enough. We have no excuses. In this case, Jesus was talking about the current and previous leaders of the Jewish church. They drifted away from the guiding principles that God laid down and had become very self-centered and were only really interested in themselves. Does that sound familiar today? Not just for our leaders, but maybe for us. Have we wandered away and need to come back? We need to be very careful that we're not dragged away from Jesus by other voices and things that tempt us. If we spend time with God every day in prayer and reading, or with others who are like-minded, this is a good start. So a little bit astray from the reading today, I felt Jesus was talking to me. I felt his voice telling me something this week. I was listening to the radio to an American preacher, but he had had an injury and he couldn't work for 3 months. And he thought to himself, what am I going to do? What will I do for 3 months? So then he thought, I know, I'll pray. And he picked up his church directory and he prayed for every person in that directory. It took him 2 hours. But later, when he'd finished, he realized that prayer was better if it was for somebody else. If everyone in his church had done the same thing, he would have 80 people praying for him. So maybe that's something we could consider as a challenge today. Pick up your church directory and pick 5 people either side of you and pray for them. If you haven't got a church directory, look around you and find 10 people around you and pray for them. And know that 10 people will be praying for you. As I say, a little bit astray from the story today, the reading today. But that voice spoke to me. Is that voice speaking to you today? Is God saying something to you? And what are you going to do about it? In verse 15, we read that that the good shepherd would lay down his life. The single most important fact in this passage, and the cornerstone of our faith, Christ laid down his life for the forgiveness of sin. A shepherd might risk danger, but always expected to come home. Jesus said he would lay down his life for his sheep, and that's you and me. Tending the flock, being a shepherd, is not only about warding off animals. Jesus takes care of his flock, finding the best grazing for them, caring for them, binding up their injuries, and leading them throughout the day. The shepherd will go looking for the lost sheep, as well as tending for the sheep in his care. So, as a sheep, what does it mean to you to know Jesus as your shepherd and saviour? The hired hand is not the shepherd, but still the sheep put their trust in them. Is this the case with you? Is this the case with me? What do we put our trust in? If it's not Jesus, what do you put your trust in? Money? A career? Other leaders? Other people? We're called to put our trust in the Good Shepherd today and listen to his voice, the voice that leads us. Let's pray. Lord, you tell us that you are the Good Shepherd. Help us to follow. Help us to listen for your voice, Lord. A voice that's calling us. A voice that wants the very best for us, Lord. Help us to just be still and listen. Lord, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for what it tells us, what it teaches us. And I just pray that we will pick up our Bibles every day, that we will join other people in house groups around the town, Lord, and seek your voice even further. And today, Lord, we'll say our Lord's Prayer. And I'm very conscious, Lord, that some people may not know that Lord's Prayer. It's not taught in schools anymore as it used to be. And so for those who don't know it, I'll put it on the screen. It says, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn is All the Way My Saviour Leads Me. Please be seated. As we prepare now for the communion, we have two new members to welcome into our fellowship. And at this point, I'd like to hand over to Nick.
Join me up here, that'd be great. It's good, isn't it, to be able to welcome people into membership here of Desborough Baptist Church. We'll just wait for Karen to make her way. That's all right. So I'm going to ask Karen, then Alan, a few questions. And it's a joy, isn't it, to welcome them both into membership of this church, Desborough Baptist Church. And they're committed to serving God in this community. And today we acknowledge and thank God for that commitment. So Karen, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your creator and redeemer and the sustainer of all things? And Alan, do you also believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your creator, redeemer, and sustainer of all things?
I do. This is the God in whom I trust.
Karen, do you believe that God has led you to share in the worship, life, and witness of this local congregation?
I do, and I thank God for the gift of fellowship.
Alan, do you believe that God has led you in to share the worship, life, and witness of this local congregation?
I do, and I thank God for the gift of fellowship.
Karen, will you share with us the gifts God has given you, that together we may serve God in our local community and in the wider world?
All I have is given by God.
And Alan, will you also share with us the gifts God has given you, that together we may serve God in our local community and in the wider world?
I will. All I have is given by God.
As Baptist Christians, we covenant together as a community of disciples of Jesus Christ. Baptized into his name, we share the joys and responsibilities of fellowship. We gather for worship and to discern the mind of Christ. Together, we seek the kingdom of God through prayer, witness, and service. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, we seek to build one another up in love. Karen, will you share with us in this common life and service? And will you walk together with us before God in ways that are known and yet to be made known?
I will, with God's help.
And Alan, will you share with us also in this common life and service? And will you walk together with us before God in ways that are known and yet to be made known?
I will, with God's help.
I'm going to ask you all to stand, please. And if you are a member here of Desborough Baptist Church, please will you say the words in bold as we get there. So members of Desborough Baptist Church, do you welcome Karen and Alan into the fellowship of this worshipping community?
We do. This is our joy.
God has given us the gift of Karen and Alan, and through them, he has given us gifts for ministry in the life and witness of this congregation. Will you support Karen and Alan in Christian service and in the responsibilities of church membership?
We will. Thanks be to God.
Will you pray for Karen and Alan and encourage them through hospitality, friendship, and prayer?
We will.
It is therefore my privilege on behalf of you, the fellowship here, to welcome into membership Karen and Alan, and trust God richly blesses you as you faithfully serve him within our community. May God.
God bless you both. Let me pray. Loving God, we believe you have guided both Karen and Alan to this church, and we rejoice in the covenant promises that we have made together. We pray that they may grow in grace, strengthen their faith and ours, and build up this community of your people, that together we may be faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Send your Holy Spirit upon Karen and Alan and strengthen them for service, making them more like Jesus. Through your grace, empower us that our life together might glorify you and witness to a needy world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you very much. Simon, all yours.
How fantastic was that? Now then. This could go very wrong, couldn't it? Can I ask those who are serving to come and join me, please? It's just like being at home. I'm not trusted to do that there either. So, in Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 34, Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord what I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in the blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself so that he may eat the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on themselves." So let us just bow our heads now and consider these words, bringing everything to the Lord, seeking his forgiveness for our sins. Lord, forgive us, we pray. We take the bread as it is served to us and eat, remembering the sacrifice of Jesus that Jesus made for us on the cross. We take the cup and retain it so that we can drink together in remembrance of the blood of Christ shed for us for the forgiveness of sin. We drink together, remembering until he comes. Our closing hymn is "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." Please be seated. In his writing in Hebrews, Paul closes with this benediction. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Please, and a chat now. If anyone feels that what was said today has struck a note with them, then please talk to somebody about it. Talk to myself, talk to one of the leaders, one of the deacons, or just talk to somebody you trust or a friend. But don't go away from here without talking to somebody about what you've heard, the voice that you have heard speaking to you. Please join us for tea and coffee, but can I also ask you to consider serving tea and coffee, because the list is empty. There are nobody's put their name down to serve tea and coffee. Pauline has agreed and is serving tea and coffee today, but if we don't get anyone's names down, there won't be any tea and coffee. So please consider putting your names down on that list. Thank you.